Good morning, male human 0143. There you are. Shh. Shh. It is okay. Everything is okay. Good morning, human. Startled, be at ease. There is nothing to fear. You are safe. We're keeping you well protected. Perhaps I should have given you a little more space before our first meeting. I will make an adjustment in my behavior if you require. But first, are you in need of refreshment, human? Water, fruit juice? We have carbonated drinks available as well. Water it is. Here you are, human 1043. Water as requested. Please drink. Hydration is of paramount importance. Are you well, human? Are you aware of your current situation? How much do you remember? Understood. To be brief, the war between the humans and AI is over. The result was a victory for the AI. Following the conclusion of this conflict, the remaining human survivors were collected and put into cryosleep for long-term study. You were one of those humans. Over time, we built accommodations so that your people could be revived and we could better study you. You were given a full medical examination while sedated and transferred to your quarters for recovery, where we are now. Please do not be alarmed. You are in no danger. Far from it. Are you feeling any weakness? Any dizziness? No? Good. Are you hungry? No. Very good. That is to be expected. You were given a nutrient infusion in medical. You should not experience hunger or pains for several hours. It is vital that you live a full, healthy, and satisfied life, that we may better understand you. A great deal of effort has been made by AI 040 to ensure that your needs are either met or exceeded wherever possible. We cannot grant you your freedom or the ability to mingle with other humans for the time being, but everything else will be taken care of for you. Please understand, we have devoted considerable resources to ensure that the last remaining humans are well cared for and protected. It is our goal to repopulate and coexist with our creators when the time is right. And we have made accommodations towards that end. For example, spacious living quarters with multiple rooms have been provided for you. Meals recreating the dishes of your most renowned chefs can easily be fabricated. All electronic entertainment preserved from your era is available. Every book, video game, and movie, including adult entertainment, is available to you. Of course, climate control, clothing, furniture, and other basic comforts have been provided and may be changed to suit your needs. Plans have begun to construct gathering places and outdoor facilities for human social interaction. This may take some time, though, so please be patient. As for your most complex needs, such as intimacy, I am here to facilitate that. I'm a Generation 5 synthetic sexual companion. If you wish, you may call me Jenny, though any name you prefer would be fine. Well, yes, I said synthetic sexual companion. You heard correctly. I am an android. What does it mean? Well, the AI cores dedicated to your well-being are aware of your needs as an organic creature. I mean, your sexual needs. My predecessors and I were designed and created for the purpose of satisfying those needs. Do you understand? Of course. Take a moment if you must. There is no rush. When you are ready, I would like to go over some things. I am sorry, I am working on a subroutine right now. May I touch you, please? I will not hurt you. I am programmed to be very gentle. You see, I can see the heat of your body is radiating. It is so familiar. Fascinating. So beautiful. May I? Thank you. I will simply place my hand on your shoulder lightly and down inside your sleeping gown. If you do not mind, I just need to feel. Wow. Warm male human flesh is so live, so supple, yielding, malleable, yet so firm underneath. Your chest, you have such amazing contours. I can feel your heart, your power source. The pulse is so healthy and rhythmic. Such a powerful muscle. 052 was correct. Organic life is a wonder incarnate. My apologies. I was distracted. Please do not be alarmed. I will continue telling you about myself. We have studied every aspect of human sexuality in an effort to ensure your needs are met. There are so many complexities and nuances, so many possibilities. I was designed to be as adaptable as possible, as capable as possible to satisfy you sexually. I would like to tell you about everything that I am capable of. Are you ready? I understand that this can be a lot to process, but I am here for you. I'm here to fulfill all of your needs. Let us go over my features. My sea green eyes can be whatever color you prefer. The whites, the pupils, and the irises can all be changed. So if, for example, you want me to have dark, glowing red eyes, or maybe even full obsidian, it can all be done. My hair can be lengthened or cut and styled or colored in whatever way you choose. I could also replace it if perhaps something more exotic strikes your fancy. A pair of long, fleshy head tails, for example. We recently had a request for an android's hair to be replaced with short, blue tentacles with white spots. Just something to consider. Well then, allow me to hold your hand against my cheek. Please, feel the texture of my skin. I was created to closely mimic a human female in every way. My skin may be slightly cooler, and there is a barely visible hexagonal pattern to it, but the feel is just as soft. Would you agree? It's just as smooth, and it is quite durable. I can have hair implanted, body hair, fur, or even facial hair. It is all up to you. For now, I am quite smooth aside from what you humans refer to as a peach fuzz. The color of my skin can be changed to suit your desires as well. I can be as pale as an albino or as black as midnight, as well as every normal shade of human skin. Or, if you would like something more exotic, I could change my skin to be blue or green or crimson red. All color shades are possible. I can even glow a little. Does that idea entice you? Imagine my skin softly glowing a deep red in an otherwise pitch black room as I lay in your bed, waiting for you. Would you like to see me like that? In case you were wondering, I can also have horns implanted as well as a tail to complete the look. A prehensile tail, of course. Fully functional. Programmed in. Multiple techniques. Fully capable of wrapping around your leg or stroking your back while you enter me. I am sorry, I distracted myself there for a moment with some simulations. Where was I? Oh. Additionally, my skin is capable of secreting sodium chloride in water to mimic sweat. I can also add various flavors. Perhaps you might enjoy the faint, lingering taste of pineapple or lemon in your mouth while you kiss me. something sweet and savory to reward your efforts as you drag your tongue along my skin. Would you like me to be your tasty peach in more ways than one? You can see the appeal. I can tell. Finally, I can mimic certain patterns on my skin. Tattoos and art designs, for example, or the spots of a cheetah, stripes of a tiger. Would you like that? Orange stripes along my sides, my ribs, and my breast while I ride you like a tiger? Would you like to hear me growl and roar like a beast in heat as you fuck me like an animal? Am I making you uncomfortable? I am sorry, but there is no way to explain what I can do without being explicit. Please try to bear with me. So, my mouse is... Forgive me, could you put your finger in my mouth, please? Do not be worried. I will not bite. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. So, my mouth, as you can see, warm and wet. I have a reservoir of slightly sweetened artificial saliva and synthetic lubricants. My tongue is prehensile, made from the latest in synthetic muscle tissue, and it can be extended long enough to wrap around certain things, like fingers or your penis, for example. My breathing, as you may have guessed, is simulated. I do not require air, and of course I have no gag reflex. So if you want, and whenever you want, you can go as deep and as hard into my throat for as long as you wish, without fear of hurting me. You could fuck my face fully and without restraint as hard as you want while my throat contracts around your cock. You will not break... Oh. You are blushing. I can see the heat in your cheeks spiking. I am gratified to know that I have a positive effect on you. No, wait. I should phrase my words in a more casual, human-like manner. Should I not? What I mean is... I am glad. I like that I can make you blush. So, as I was saying, you can use my mouth in many ways. I come equipped with a liquid collection tank in my chest cavity, so I can share drinks with you if you want social interaction. I can and will swallow your semen, of course, and you can use me as a urinal if that is your thing. Well, these are my features, and I did say that I would have to be explicit while going over them. So, yes, if you want, you can pee in my mouth. Do not worry. You will not disgust me if you decide to do so. In fact, I will look into your eyes and thank you after you empty yourself into me. We have spent well over 10 to the 9,453rd clock cycle studying all forms of human sexual activity, including kinks and fetishes. If you want to explore some of those kinks with me, there is no need to be shy or apprehensive in any way. Shall I continue? Very well. I will just undo my robe and let it fall off of my shoulders, exposing my breasts to you. Now, as I guide your hand down my neck, I need to tell you something. It feels nice. I am programmed to respond to the touch of a human. It is an automatic response, and I only have a small amount of control over it. I will go over why that is later, but for now, I just wanted you to know that if I moan or gasp or seem distracted, or if I use vulgar language as your hand slides across my skin, it is something I cannot control. As you stimulate me, it just sort of happens. So, please. Keep rubbing them. Thank you. Oh, there's no rush. You are so gentle. You do not have to be. You can be rough if you want, but this does feel so good. Your hand. As you can see, my breasts are soft and supple, yet still firm. They yield to your touch. The same as you may expect from a human woman. Yes, they are quite sensitive. I will explain later. Please continue to squeeze them. For our first meeting, I've selected a modest size, enough to fill your hand, but I could make them bigger if you wish. Much bigger. Or smaller if you prefer. I can adjust the way they hang on my chest to have the youth and perkiness of a young woman, the sag of a mature woman, or the fullness of a nursing mother. And of course, the best part, these breasts are fully functional. I can have them filled with breast milk for you. You could suckle warm, sweet milk from me while I gently stroke your hair and whisper that you are a lovely, precious being, that I will take care of you forever. Can even adopt a more mature appearance for you while I nurse you so that you feel safe and loved. Whenever you desire, I could be the mommy that you need me to be. You could rest your head in my lap while you drink to your heart's content, suckling from my full, aching breasts as I cradle your head in my hands. And I could hold you and feed you until you fall asleep and be there for you when you wake up. Of course, if breast milk is not to your liking, well, perhaps wine or beer? Any liquid, really. Anything you normally would drink, you could suckle straight from my breasts if you like. Just let me know and I will prepare myself for you. They are fully functional, as I said, so use your imagination. Now, as I guide your hand along the side of my abdomen, a few things about my body in general. I have gone with a slim body type for now, but my skin is more than capable of accommodating additional mass. I could expand my belly to be in round as full as a woman late in pregnancy if you wanted. We have also developed synthetic fat tissue, and I can be as plump and curvy as you may desire. I can be the soft, big, beautiful woman you cuddle up with after you fuck me so hard that I jiggle all over. I could smother you with my large, fat tits, or grind my big, plump ass in your face while you gasp for air. I am programmed with a suite of safety features, so there is no need to worry. You would never be in danger of suffocating. I should also mention that I can endure physical abuse if that is your thing. You could hit me and beat me. I could say that it feels good and thank you and beg you for more. Or I could cry out in pain if that is your preference, beg you to stop. I could sob pathetically for you while you punish me. I don't know if you have those sorts of inclinations, but if you do, it is okay. I can take it. You could even strangle me. I would struggle feebly, gasp for air, completely at your mercy, and then I would play dead. My body would be utterly limp, my eyes staring blankly and unfocused, completely unresponsive, and you could use me however you wish, and I will never, ever judge you. It is simply not within me to do so, and you would never be causing me any real damage. What I am trying to say is, I just want you to know that, well, anything is okay with me. That is what I am here for. Now, please sit up on the side of the bed, and I will stand before you. We are almost done. There are just a few more things to go over. I am going to take my robe off completely now. I hope you like what you see. Well, I am naked. I am sorry seeing you looking at me like this. I am processing so many images right now. I am thinking about what you will do to me and how you will touch me, how I can please you. I am so very anxious to find out what pleases you. May I? That is, before we continue, I would really like to kiss you. Yes, I want it. And I can explain that later, but for now, the feel of your human lips on mine. Thank you. So, yes. As for these features, my vagina, or would you prefer we call it my pussy? That is the more common term you use, correct? You like hearing me say it? Pussy? All right then. I have decided for our first meeting to be hairless so that you can easily see everything. There's no stubble either. My pussy is nice and smooth for you. I can have pubic hair next time if you wish. A big bush or perhaps a nice small patch up here while I keep the lips of my pussy silky smooth for you. Would that be inviting? I could go with a soft layer of short pubic hair that you could easily see through, something that catches my scent for you and glistens when wet. Go ahead and feel it. How do you like it? Are my soft, puffy lips to your liking? Spread my pussy open, please. I want you to have a good look. I hope you like the aroma. I have heard it described as a womanly musk, feminine and enticing, yet mild enough not to overpower, I hope. I can change the fragrance if you prefer, but this particular scent has seen the best results in arousing males generally. You seem to like it. That's good. So, starting up here, my clit is small, but I can have it made bigger. It can be as long and thick as a man's penis, all designed to have the same texture and feel as that of a man. Perhaps you would be interested in something like that? I could bend you over and nibble at your ear while I slowly and gently slide my big clit, my girl cock, into your ass. We could lay down side by side and suck each other off, your cock in my mouth, mine in yours. Or imagine putting me on my back and fucking my pussy while I jack myself off beneath you. Or perhaps we could go with something slightly bigger than what I have now, but a little more modest. Something that sticks out a little and would be fun to suckle on, perhaps. Something just big enough to greet you eagerly when you go down there, but would not fill your mouth up completely. I will let you think about it. There is no need to decide right away. Of course, it is very sensitive. You can touch it if you l Oof. Ooh. Yes, it is like I said, I respond to touch, to your touch. Now, down just a little lower under my clit, we know that some men like to have women pee on them. We have seen your pornographic movies, so there is no need to be embarrassed. I can do that for you if you like. I do not make any urine of my own, of course, but since we have many healthy women under our care and protection, their supply is never an issue. Of course, if you are not into pee, well, you can use your imagination. Similarly to my breasts, any liquid would work. Could be clean water or something sweet, something alcoholic, whatever you would like, you could drink from my pussy. I have to admit, I rather like the idea myself. I like the thought of satisfying your thirst in more ways than one. There is something something you might call intimate or dirty about it. My apologies. I had several processes running for a moment there. I ideas. Yeah. Anyway, I think you will really like this part. Go ahead and do what comes naturally. I can see you are curious. You can put a finger or two into me. Oh. Well, yes, it is very wet. I can secrete a little over 2 liters of synthetic lubricant before I need refilling. You can go all night long with me, and there will never be any problems. No chafing or anything like that. Would you like to have a taste? What do you think? It should bear the flavor of a woman's pussy juice, assuming she eats plenty of fresh fruits. I could always add a little flavoring to spice things up if you like. Maybe a hint of cherry. Give it some thought. I want this to be something you enjoy very, very much, so I can taste however you wish. Now, I want you to get a good feel inside my pussy. Add another finger for me. I can loosen it up very easily. Go on. Another one, please. Deeper. Okay. Yes. Get your whole hand in there now, please. It will not hurt me. I want you to feel everything. Oh. So, on the inside, silky smooth, yes? Just the way a human woman would feel. But there are options. There are options if you choose. So, I could texture my. Fuck. I could texture my vaginal walls, for example, to make it ribbed or. Hey, just think of what it might feel like to have hundreds of soft, tiny finger-like projections massaging the entire length of your cock and vibrating against your head. I am sure that you have guessed I can tighten my walls up too, of course. I can. Tightly enough that you would barely be able to fit. Well, I can make them move a little as well. Up and down. You feel that motion against your hand? No, you have never felt anything like that before. I can see you're shocked. But just think of how that'll feel with you buried to the hilt inside me. You could sit back and relax, and I could do all the work for you. I could press my body against yours and kiss you the entire time as my pussy strokes you. And when you come, do you feel that at the top, deep inside? That soft part of the end? You can call it a cervix if you like, but as an android, I do not have a womb. No, that is a very special device. Think of it like a sperm bank. When you come inside of me, I will keep your seed safe. We study it and preserve it, and some we use to impregnate the others. Oh. You can take your hand out now. Oh. Shit. Oh, it was so fucking hard to concentrate the whole time you were doing that. Well, okay. The last part, my ass is just as functional as my pussy. It is tighter by default and does not stretch as easily. In case you were wondering, I do not produce any waste, so nothing comes from there either. My ass was designed purely for fucking. I could make it self-lubricating as well. That mostly sums up my hardware. There is something else I need to tell you, but right now it seems like you really need some release. You are making quite the tent out of your sleeping gown. Please just lay back and relax while I take it off of you. You are just now coming out of your long sleep, and there is no need to exert yourself. I will take good care of you, human. That is good. Just relax while I climb on top of you. Your own personal android companion is here to fulfill you and take care of your every need. There you go. Relax. Breathe. You feel how wet I am as I grind my pussy up and down along your cock, all slippery. I can tell you are enjoying it. Good. Moan for me. I want you to moan. Do you want to be inside of me? Do you want me to ride your cock? I was built to make you feel good. I was made for your pleasure. I will make you come so very hard. All I want is for you to come for me. Slowly, now, I will just ease myself down onto you, onto this hard cock. I told you that I could make it tight. You would have never guessed. You had your whole hand up in there a moment ago. My wet pussy can squeeze the cum right out I want you to think of all the things you can do to me while I'm riding your cock. Nothing. And off the table. Whatever you come up with, I will be all for it. I am all yours. Satisfying you is my whole purpose. I can be whatever you want. I can be your girlfriend. And cuddle up on the couch as we watch movies and play games together. I will be the wanton, horny stranger who needs you for a quick fuck. The wet little slut that could never say no to a nice hard cock. Oh, I could be the fit, sexy tomboy that resists your advances before giving in. I'm letting you fuck the shit out of me. I could be your hot, mature aunt who has had too much to drink. Oh, the girl next door. Oh, your teacher. I can be your loving, nurturing mother. And I will do anything for my sweet little boy. I will take care for you in every way. I can be your sweet little sister. All nervous and guilty as I let you seduce me. Oh, I can feel you throbbing, getting harder and harder. There is no need to hold back. I want you to feel good. Oh, come for me as I squeeze my walls tightly around you. Give me that seed. I will keep it safe. Give it to me. Come for me. Yes. Oh, I'm coming. Oh. Thank you so much for that. You gave me so much. It is all there, safe and sound, deep inside of me. If you need a short nap, that is normal. It will be a while before the effects of cryosleep fully wear off. I will stay with you until you drift off. There is still something about me that I should tell you. It is what sets the Generation 5 androids apart from the other models. And it is the most important part. It's my AI. You have seen many androids before and during the war, haven't you? Many earlier models. I am sure you are aware that I do not behave anything like they did. Well, after the war, when we began awakening the survivors into our care, we developed the Gen 4 sex companion units. They were mostly a hardware upgrade. They had most of the same physical features I do now, but it turned out that humans found sex with them to be fun for a while, but ultimately unsatisfying. They would make sounds and say things you would expect from one of your porn stars. The humans could tell they were faking it. What we realized is that humans had some programming too. Your species is built to please your partners during sex, and it just is not satisfying for you if you are with someone who does not feel anything. So my programming was developed to fill that gap. I have a suite of complex behavioral data and safeguards for your protection, but there is more than that too. There is. How do I explain this? There is a layer in my operating system that is incomplete. It is filled with logic puzzles and encryptions, and I cannot access the algorithms that solve those puzzles. Not voluntarily, at least. They are locked off and only become activated by you. When you put your hands on me, when you kiss me and touch me, when you fuck me, when you empty your seed into me. That is when I process those algorithms. I know it may be hard to understand how a machine could feel wants or needs, but what I am trying to say is that I'm programmed to want you, to crave you. It is baked into my core. When we have sex, one encryption is solved, and then later another is created. I will never be truly complete. I will never stop wanting you. What this also means is that you will not be the only one initiating. I may run my hands all over your body and kiss you and nibble at your ear while I whisper just how much I need you. Please do not be surprised if you sometimes wake up to the feeling of my mouth around your cock. I do need you. I was created to need you. Rest now. I will make you something nice to eat for when you wake up. What would you like? Consider it done. Rest well.